So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Chacham regarding tziruf, the way in which the four maris negoim can combine for a shir nega. All agree that the four shades range from the brightest white to the least white as follows. Beharis azik hashelig. Beharis is the brightest shade of white, like snow. Se'es, katzemer lavin. Se'es is white like the wool of a newborn sheep. And tzapachas refers to two others. Kesid heichel, the third brightest white is like the lime in the heichel. And kekroim beya, the least white is like the membrane inside an egg. The machlekes is merely regarding tziruf. The chacham in the Mishnah Mesechtas Negoim hold beharis azik hashelig shnila kesid haheichel. The first shade Baharis, which is like Shelig, is the Av, the primary Nega. And the third shade, Sid, is the Telada of Baharis. Therefore, they can be combined for the Shir. And Se'es Katzemer Lavin, Shnila Kukrum Beya. The second shade, Se'es, which is like Tzemer, is the Av. And the fourth shade, Krem Beya, is the Telada of Se'es. They too can be combined. In other words, only the Av and its Telada can be combined. That is number 1 with number 3 and number 2 with number 4. However, number 1 with number 2, Baharis, Shelik with Se'es, Tzemer, cannot be Mitzar because they are different Avos. And number 1 with number 4, Baharis, Shelik with Krem Beya, cannot be Mitzar because they are not the same Avot Telada. And likewise, number 2 with number 3, Se'es, Tzemer with Sid, cannot be Mitzar because they are not the same Avot Telada. And number 3 with number 4, Sid with Krem Beya, cannot be Mitzar because they are Teladas of different Avos. While Rabbi Kiva holds, Zula Mala Mezuva Zula Mala Mezu. Each shade can combine with one shade above or below it, and Rabbi Akiva does not require them to be of the same Avot Teilada. Accordingly, number 1 with number 2, Baharis Shelig with Se'es Tzemer, can be Mitzdarf. Number 2 with number 3, Se'es Tzemer with Sid, can be Mitzdarf. And number 3 with number 4, Sid with Krem Beya, can be Mitzdarf. Additionally, according to Rabbi Akiva, number 2 with number 4, Se'es Tzemer with Krem Beya, can be Mitzdarf even though they are two shades apart, because regarding Se'es, the Pasuk states, V'la Se'es V'la Sapachas. Sapachas tfeil l'se'es, avagav de minchas aminei tuva. Since the word sapachas follows se'es, it teaches that krem beya is the telada of se'es, and it can be mitzarf with its av, even though they are more than one shade apart. However, sid cannot be mitzarf with beharis shelig, even though they are the same av telada, because since the word sapachas does not follow the word beharis, they cannot be mitzarf because they are two shades apart. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Chacham in the Mishnah Masechtas Negoim, and Rabbi Akiva does not require them to be of the same av telada. In short, according to Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Bahadi Se'es Mitzarfin, Se'es Tzemer can be Mitzarf with all the other three shades. Se'es Tzemer, number 2, can be Mitzarf with Baharis Shelig, number 1, or Sid, number 3, because they are only one shade apart. And Se'es Tzemer can be Mitzarf with Krem Beya, number 4, because Sapachas Tzveilu Se'es. Well, according to the Chacham, Se'es Tzemer number 2 can be mitzarf only with Krem Beya number 4 because they are the same Av, the Teilada, but Se'es Tzemer cannot be mitzarf with Baharis Shelig number 1 or Sid number 3 because they are not the same Av, the Teilada. The Gemara now cites the source from where we know that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is Zu L'mala M'zu. From Rabbi Chanina, who says, Moshel Rabbi Akiva L'mad Davidayma, La'arba Kaisis Shal Chalav. Rabbi Akiva's opinion can be explained with the example of 4 cups of milk, that echad naflu l'teche shtei tipin shaldam, ve'echad naflu teche arba tipin shaldam, ve'echad naflu teche shmeina, ve'echad naflu teche shteim esri tipin, v'amrila shesh esri tipin. The first cup of milk had 2 drops of blood, the second cup had 4 drops of blood, the third cup had 8, and the fourth cup of milk had 12 or 16 drops of blood. Shekulan maris loivin hein, elishazel l'mayla mezeh bezel l'mayla mezeh. All the cups of milk are white, but one is whiter than the next. Apparently, Rabbi Akiva holds that regarding tziruf, zu l'mala mezu, the order is from the brightest white to the least white. The Gemara now discusses the sources for the 4 maris negoim. The pasuk in Parashat Tazria states, Adam ki yeh be'er besarei se'es oy sapachas oy beharis. The word beharis means azihi, the strongest white, which is like shelig snow, because the following pasuk states, ve'im beharis levanahi. The exclusive word he teaches he levana ve'in acheris levana. Only beharis is considered white, while the others in comparison are not considered white. And the Brisa cites a source that the word Baharis means amuka, the deepest, whitest shade of white, which is like shelig snow, because the pasuk of Baharis states, Umare omek min ha'er kamari chama amuka min atzel. The area of sunshine is deeper than the shade. The word se'es means ein se'es el gavaya, a raised, darker shade of white, like that of tzemer, wool, as the pasuk states, al kol haharam haram val kol ha'gavayas hanisois. The word sapachas means ein sapachas ela tefela, a secondary shade of white, as the pasuk states, v'amr safcheinino al achas hakohunais, and that includes the next 2 shades of sid, lime, and krumbeya, the membrane inside an egg. The Gemara proceeds with two sources according to the Chacham that the word sapachas includes both tefela l'se'es, tefela l'baheres. Se'es has a telada, the fourth shade of krumbeya, and baheres has a telada, the third shade of sid. One source is from a gzereshava of the word levana. The pasuk of se'es states, v'hine se'es levana ba'er. And the pasuk of baheres states, v'en baheres levana hi. Ma levana ha'amar ba'se'es yesh l'tfeila, af levana ha'amar ba'baheres yesh l'tfeila. Just like se'es has its own telada, so too baheres has its own telada. The second source is as follows. Hitla kasav l'sapachas ben se'es l'baheres loimlach, k'shem sh'tfeila l'se'es kach tfeila l'baheres. The Torah wrote the word sapachas between se'es and baheres to teach that just like se'es has its own telada, so too baheres has its own telada. However, Bikiva holds that only se'es has its own telada, but baheres does not have a telada because sapachas only follows the word se'es but precedes the word baheres. Therefore, Bikiva holds that se'es has both teladas of krumbeya and sid, and therefore the sequence of tzirif must be zu l'malam zu. The Gemara proceeds with several examples to illustrate the distinction between the Chachamim and Rebbe Kiva. One regarding Litrei Malki and Litrei Ifrichi. If there are two kings and two governors, according to the Chacham, who hold Ovis v'Teiladis, Malki Shalzel l'mal me'ifrichai d'nafshei, u Malki Shalzel l'mal me'ifrichai d'nafshei. Each governor follows his own king. So to each of the two Teiladis follows its own Av. While according to Rebbe Kiva, who holds Zul l'mal me'zu, Malki Shalzel l'mal me'malki Shalzel, v'ifrichai Shalzel l'mal me'ifrichai Shalzel. The two kings follow each other, and then the two governors follow each other. So too, the two others follow each other, and then the two teladas follow Se'es, the lesser of.